And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, I'll let you finish up your story on how you got into veterinary medicine, and then we'll go to the calls. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, yeah, when I was 9 years old, and in 2.5 days, I went from being a disruptive kid they were going to put into essentially a prison, okay, because I was hurting people and hurting myself. And I began to, you know, eat these alfalfa pellets that were given the calves with vitamins and minerals added to them. And in 3 days' time, I went from being crazy and could be hospitalized to normal. It didn't take long. At school and at churches and other places we went frequently, people are pointing and whispering because I was very obviously a different person.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm only 9 years old. And so this is when I began to say, okay, I need to be studying animal health and human health and that kind of stuff.
Could you tell that you were changing too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could tell because I was focused. I could accomplish things. I wasn't disruptive. Because when you're disruptive and you're wanting to punch somebody out, you're not paying attention to anything
else
around you.
That's right. Were you that violent?
Oh, yeah. I was very violent.
Wow,
I only weighed like, I don't know, 80 pounds. And I'd go up to a 200-pound man, just punch him in the face and knock him down, start kicking him. It'd take two or three people to get me off of him. And they'd say, why'd you pick on that guy? I don't know.
You just did it.
Just did it, yeah.
Wow, Doc. So into veterinary medicine you went. At that young age, you realized you needed to do something like that?
And so I went into veterinary medicine first, of course, and then when I ran into I went to China, and I had to go to China because of cystic fibrosis. You ever hear that birth defect, cystic fibrosis?
Oh, yeah, sure have.
Okay. Well, I found the first non-human case, okay, when I was working at the Yerkes Primate Center, and they pictured me with that primates on the cover of the book Epigenetics. Okay, and I proved to them that it was not a genetic thing, and they fired me because they believed it was a genetic birth defect, and they said it couldn't be. Well, it was, of course, and I went back to school, and I'm teaching nutrition at these naturopathic colleges, and I said, well, I might as well get the degree, so I got some credit for some of the like biochemistry and stuff like that I got from my agricultural degree and my veterinary degree. And so I started there and started doing surgery and all that kind of stuff.
Ended up at the St. Louis Zoo?
Yeah, well, I went to about 15 different zoos, okay? I was at the zoo in St. Louis, the zoo in Chicago. I was at the zoo in Georgia. I was at the zoo in, Milwaukee. I was in the zoo in Texas. I was all over the place. And so this is a great experience working with all different species of animals and what they were eating and what diseases they had, and I could cure them by giving them certain nutrients and everything, reading on all those subjects. And then I realized I needed to build an army because this information was too close in 3 or 4 or 5 people. It wasn't getting out to where it needed to be going. So I became a naturopathic doctor, got licensed in, 3 or 4 states, and began to put on meetings to recruit other people to join me in this little army we were building. Well, now we have millions of people. We're in 80 countries.
Is that army now called Youngevity?
That's right. It's called Youngevity. That's correct. And we started out with American Longevity, but there were countries that wouldn't let us go in there because they didn't want American Longevity. So we changed the name to Youngevity, and now we're in 80 countries, and we're working with another team that has associations in 35 countries, so we're going to bring on those 35 countries to us now also.
Good for you.
And so we're helping people all over the world, and I personally don't take any money from the company. I don't get a paycheck from the company. I did that purposely because you're selling all those vitamins and minerals because you're making all that money. And so I said, no, I don't get a paycheck from the company.
Well, good for you, Doc. Let's go to calls. You're one of a kind, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
Catherine in British Columbia, Canada. Let's get you started, Kath. Go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Hi, George.
Hi, Catherine.
Dr. Wallach, I'm in my late 50s, and I went to a naturopath for decades. And I am having issues with Raynaud's, but I've been taking a lot of stuff. I'm totally into health food. I take pile of garlic, magnesium, celery seed extract, B12 under the tongue, just to name a few.
Okay.
But I have Raynaud's now.
Okay, well, let me ask
you two questions. Sorry. I have Raynaud's, so the circulation is my problem.
And what is that, Catherine? I've never heard of that before.
It's Raynaud's, so it's R-A-Y-N-A-U-D-S.
Do you know what this is, Doc?
It's circulation.
It's a circulation.
My blood pools.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
Okay, and so how much do you weigh?
Roughly 150, 160. I fluctuate.
How tall are you, Kath?
5'6".
Okay.
Now, do you have any other issues like diabetes, high blood pressure?
The blood pressure will bother me if I run out of my garlic and I have salt.
Okay.
Yeah.
You need salt, so you better have salt. So we got to take care of your heart and all this other stuff where the blood pressure is coming from. You're on medication for the high blood pressure?
No, I'm not on any chemicals.
Okay. And so for your Raynaud's, you're just doing diet or what?
Yes.
Okay, does it help?
I don't eat fried foods or anything.
Okay,
no
good.
Wheat, no nothing
okay.
like that.
Okay, so yeah, you want to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no bran, oats, no buckwheat. There's no gluten in buckwheat, but they do have phago, F-A-G-O, pyrenes, which are 10 times worse than gluten. Your intestines should look like a shag rug with all the little finger-like villi, but when you eat gluten and you eat phago pyrenes, those villi go away and you look like a plastic tube. Okay, you lose 90% of your absorptive surface. So you can be taking good stuff, but you're not absorbing them, okay? So you got to get rid of all that bad stuff. No sugar, no carbonated drinks, even the diet drinks got to go, and carbonated water because they neutralize stomach acid, so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. Then at 150 pounds, I want you to take two healthy brain and heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month. The full dose of everything twice a day. I want you to get 2 bottles a month of our MSM, so you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner time. And they're going to help you rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue, including in the walls of the arteries and the valves in the heart and that kind of stuff. And then I want you to take 2 bottles a month of our Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. That's Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take 2 bottles a month. They're small bottles. And I want you to take 3 twice a day, and they will support healthy blood pressure. If you're on blood pressure medication, do not cold turkey off of it, but as your blood pressure comes down, you can slowly reduce blood pressure medication based on the numbers, okay? And so let's start there. You can use a Rebound or a Sports Drink for energy, okay? It has 100 nutrients in it, 75 minerals and 25 vitamins, amino acids, and it has like 25% of the caffeine and 25% of the sugar of Red Bull. Okay, and Red Bull only has one mineral. We have 75 minerals, so that's where you want to go for the energy kind of thing. And then call us every couple of weeks because you're going to have a great story.
And here's that phone number to call, Kath, in case you miss anything, 1-855-949-7234. Delbert's with us, truck driving in Kansas. Welcome to the show. Hey, Delbert.
How are you doing tonight?
Great. Good to have you with us. How can we help you?
Well, you know the country singer Johnny Lee?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got Parkinson's, and he's going to have to retire because of it. And I've got a couple friends that play for him. And I'm going to tell them about Doc Wallach and everything. And I was just wondering how he could get a hold of you and get everything he needs to get.
Go to criticalhealthnews.com, Delbert, criticalhealthnews.com.
There you go.
Doc has been working on Parkinson's disease. He's not at a point to release to us what he's done exactly yet.
Well, it's actually published as a case report. It's actually available to people. We have one who is going, a gal who is going for 12 years to the Rush Memorial Hospital. She was positive every year for annual physicals for Parkinson's, 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 Parkinson's. Well, the 12th year, 3 months before she went in for her 12th annual physical, we put her on our program for Parkinson's. Now, we didn't tell them. We told, she obviously knew, but the doctors from the Rush Memorial Hospital didn't know. And they got her in her for her physical, and they said, you'll have to come back tomorrow. She came back tomorrow and said, stop taking your prescription. We're going to set you up for an appointment for next year. Bye. Because she didn't have Parkinson's anymore after 12 years. Okay, because we got rid of it with this program. Parkinson's disease is a demyelination. The white matter of the brain is going away. And the severity of the symptoms and the variety of the symptoms depend on how bad the deficiency of the myelin is in the brain. And what parts of the brain specifically are involved, because each part of the brain does different things.
That's like the earlier caller.
That's correct.
What do you recommend on some of the supplements to try to build that myelin back up?
Okay, we have the I-26. She could take at her body weight. She could go ahead and take three. I take three twice a day, or I'll take two, three times a day for a total of six a day, or the chewables. I like the French vanilla. They're very soft, gummy chewables. It also comes in banana coconut, okay? And we have the capsules, we have the powder, so they can get it in any way they want. But the I-26 will rebuild the myelin. It says right on the label, contains 25%, each dose gives you 25% of your daily requirement of the myelin, the white matter of the brain, cholesterol. And so you can also take the, take the stuff that has to do with circulation in the brain and also the white blood cells talking to each other. Okay,
all right, Delbert, you can send the emails to Doc through criticalhealthnews.com. And again, here's a toll-free number if you can remember this, 1-855-949-7234. They'll be able to help direct you to Doc's folks and help you out on something like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Next up, let's go to Kurt in Reno, Nevada. Welcome to the show. Hi, Kurt.
Hi. Good evening or good morning, wherever you are. I was calling in regards to my wife. She has been diagnosed recently with cellulitis in her right foot. Her brief medical history is that she has a disintegrated L5 and S1 that goes back about 10, 12 years. She's in 24/7 spasms because of that. The cellulitis on her right foot has infected her big toe, her second toe, and her heel. They did surgery a couple months ago, took out 20% of her heel. And recently we've run into Proteus mirabilis group A streptococcus on the surface of her right foot. And they've been treating all of this with a regimen of high-priced antibiotics.
What do you think of cellulitis, Doc?
Okay, well, first of all, for these open wounds and stuff like that on the foot, use the colloidal silver. Okay, so you can put it on four or five times a day. Soak a cotton ball with it, put it on, in between the toes, on the toes, on the heel, wherever.
Just with the dropper?
Just put it on the cotton ball and put the cotton ball on the foot so it doesn't run off her foot, and so that'll soak into the skin and kill any infection there, and also help relieve some of the inflammation. Okay, but she also needs to. Let's see here. Do we get her weight? What does she weigh?
How much does she weigh, Kurt?
145, and she's 5'8".
Okay. So she needs to be taking two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month, of full dosing twice a day, two bottles a month of the MSM, so she can take three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner time. And then we need her to go ahead and take, the collagen peptides, take a scoop of that in morning drink, scoop of their evening drink. And that's going to help her rebuild cartilage and ligaments and tendons and connective tissue and skin and all that kind of stuff that are made out of connective tissue. And let's see here. Let's go there. But don't forget the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Don't forget the MSM. Because you need the big picture, not just the secret sauce. Everybody wants the secret sauce, just that one thing to give to the problem is she has a lot of things missing in her diet because it's just not there. You can spend $200 for a meal and not get all 90 essential nutrients, okay, because plants do not make minerals, and minerals make up two-thirds of the nutrients you need. And so the only way you can guarantee you're going to get them is to supplement with them. Again, going back in the old days, we used wood ashes and coal ashes for 3,000 years. And my book, Hell's Kitchen, goes into the story of the transition to electricity and all the health problems we've gotten since we went from 3,000 years using wood and coal for fuel and putting the wood ashes into our food and gardens and coal ashes into our gardens and our fields and into our food. And then when we went to electricity, we didn't have access to those minerals anymore. We wound up with 600 different diseases we never had before.
Doc, how long does it take before you start seeing results when you start taking things?
Okay, when you're talking about these sorts of diseases, we're missing these minerals. I've seen people in 3 days. Let's take somebody who's had kidney failure. okay, for 25 years. The last 10 years, for their kidney failure, they're on dialysis six days a week. We put them on our program with these nutrients in the diet, and in 2 weeks' time, they started urinating for the first time in 10 years. So they dropped the dialysis from 6 days a week to 3 days a week, and in two more weeks, they were totally off of dialysis after 25 years on dialysis and 10 years of not urinating. Okay? So it happens very quickly. If they're on medication for high blood pressure, on medication for diabetes, don't cold turkey off of them. But as the numbers improve, you can slowly reduce the medications based on the numbers.
Tom, you've got a text and tweet for Doc. Let's get it out before the break.
Yeah, Doc, Cynthia in Dallas, Texas, she wants to know why our lips get thinner as we get older and are Botox injections safe?
Well,
but Ben Fuchs would love that question, Doc, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, done correctly, the injection, you know, of things are safe because you're not going to get any infections, okay? But I like using our collagen peptides. You have to appreciate your lips are made from the same stuff that your skin is made out of. Your lips are made out of the same thing your tendons and ligaments are made out of. And when you're deficient in those things, your lips are going to flatten out. You're going away. Okay, they're not poured concrete. They're dynamic tissue that come and go based on what you're getting in your diet or not. Okay, and of course we also have for women we have our Xerafem, Xera-FEM. Okay, the ingredients. Okay, actually give them what they need to make 95% of their estrogen. And so estrogen will help, but you still need all the raw materials for the estrogen to work, so your lips are going to grow again. They will regrow.
Interesting. You just don't want them too fat, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Doc Wallach with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Those of you on hold, we will get to you when we come back after the break. Doc, you've been doing this how many years now?
75.
My gosh. How old are you? Can I ask?
Yeah, I'm 84 because I started when I was 9.
You don't act it.
Well, most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me. They just can't comprehend. I show my driver's license. Oh, my God.
No, that's true. That's true. You used to wrestle in high school, didn't you?
I wrestled in junior high school in the University of Missouri, lettered to the University of Missouri. I played football. I only weighed 110 pounds, but I played football.
You played football at that weight?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. I was bad.
What were you, the football?
I played pulling guard on offense. I was too small to carry the ball, so I was a guard to pave the way for the runner, okay? And I played defensive guard on defense, and I loved to tackle those runners from the other team.
I love it. We're going to come back and take final calls with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie along with Doc Wallach. Doc joins us every 6 weeks, as well as pharmacist Ben Fuchs every 6 weeks. Each one rotates. So there'll be 3 weeks from now, Ben Fuchs will be on, and then 3 weeks after that, after Ben's on, Doc Wallach will be on, which will be 6 weeks away. Quickly, the days go by, Doc, huh?
Oh, yes. And, of course, when you're busy, they go by faster. And right now, with all the stuff going on with, you know, 3 years of COVID and all this kind of stuff.
What a
I'm
mess.
More people now than I have ever before per day. They're coming out of the woodwork because various reasons, but we're seeing people with just everything from the common diseases to things that are very unusual, but we're able to help them all.
Let's go to John in Seattle. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Yeah.
There. How can we help you, John?
I tell you what, I want to ask Doc Wallach about, I have the MTHFR gene deficiency. And I've ordered the tangerine 2.0, and I noticed that the 2.5, you go from folic acid, which creates a problem with my ACER receptors, and why he hasn't made that methylfolate. You have methylcobalamin, and I noticed when you go to the 2.5, it doesn't have as many ingredients as the Tangy 2.0.
Okay. Well, here's what you have to do. You got to get rid of all the bad foods. You go to the one that you do the best with. And then, of course, we have the digestive enzymes, our ultimate enzymes. I'd go ahead. What do you weigh?
licensed physician. I've been licensed for 48 years.
Now, how much
so
do
I'm
you weigh?
Well aware of everything else. I weigh 138 pounds. And just like you, most people look at me, I'm 75 years of age, and they say, my God, you look like you're 50.
That's great,
John. Just like you, I get the eggs in the morning. I cook them for, you know, 2.5 minutes. I do that. I get my minerals. I like stinging nettle because it's so full of minerals and everything else. But my concern is, why do you not put the methyl folate into your Tangy 2.0 and the 2.5, you have to get it, but you're missing a lot of the other nutrients that you have in the 2.0.
Here's what you have to do. You have to use the whole program. It's kind of like saying, well, I used this flour for my cake, but it didn't come out well. But there's 18 ingredients in the cake, and you're only using the flour. So that's why we came out with the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. It has 215 nutrients in it. The Healthy Brain and Heart Pack has 215 nutrients in it, which includes the 90 essential nutrients. So to answer that question you're asking, you need the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, okay, which contains the, the Tangy Tangerine. It has the Beyond OsteoFX. It has the collagen peptides. And it's got all the, it's got 115 extracts from 115 vegetables, fruits, and berries in there as well.
What's methylfolate, Doc?
If it's folic acid, it's a vitamin. It's kind of like a cousin to B vitamins.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Okay, but yeah, you want the whole program. You want the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and then you'll get your folate that way.
Patty in Ohio, welcome to the show. Hi, Patty.
Hey, good morning out there in California.
Hi there.
I'd like to ask the doctor, I suffer from lower back pain, and I've had lumbar epidural shots and caudal epidural shots, and I don't get any relief. It lasts about a month. And I'm still in pain with it, okay. And I'd like to know what I can take.
Okay,
and
let me ask you a couple of quick questions here. Do you have any buzzing or ringing in your ears, any tinnitus in your ears?
No, I do not.
Okay, do you have any balance problems?
No, I am 73 years old.
Okay.
Everything else is in good health.
Okay. How many times do you wake up at night to urinate? Once, three times, five times, 10 times?
Maybe a couple of times.
Okay.
Maybe two to three.
Two to three, okay. Yeah, you have osteoporosis going. You need to get our book. It's all in your head. It's a book and CD set. It goes into all the diseases you get when the skull squeezes any one of or all of your 13 cranial nerves and the spinal cord. The reason why you're getting up two or three times a night to urinate is your spinal cord is being squeezed by the skull as it's coming out. The spinal cord is made in your brain, comes out of the back of the skull.
Is there a different way you can sleep, Doc, or anything like that?
Well, within weeks, you won't have the problem anymore.
Ah.
I'll rebuild the skull. It tells you in this book and the CD how to rebuild the skull. Okay? It has pictures of a normal skull, which is a quarter of an inch thick, and it has pictures of a skull with osteoporosis that's an inch and a half to 2 inches thick. And you see how it's squeezing the little tunnels that the nerves go through and the spinal cord goes through. And there's 37 different diseases you get. Doctors know nothing about it. That's why we decided to write the book and do the CD thing. Because doctors send people to all these surgeries, and they give them all these drugs and everything, and they're just treating the symptoms. The actual cause is the osteoporosis of the skull squeezing any number of the 12 cranial nerves in the spinal cord. It's all resolvable. We have people that had problems for 20-something years. In 2 weeks' time, it all goes away.
That's amazing. Here's our final text and tweet for you. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Doc. Jerome in Vancouver, British Columbia, says his nose is constantly running, and he wants to know what to do about it.
A runny nose, Doc.
Okay, runny nose. Well, again, this could be osteoporosis of the skull squeezing the olfactory nerve, which is the first cranial nerve, okay, and causing it to run and do all kinds of weird things. I'd like to know, has his voice changed? Does he have trouble swallowing where the ninth cranial nerve would be squeezed? Does he have tinnitus ringing in the ears where the tenth cranial nerve would be squeezed? His eighth cranial nerve would be squeezed. Does he have anything going on with a rapid heart rate or regular heart rate called tachycardia and also atrial fibrillation?
AFib.
Heart problems. They're osteoporosis of the skull problems. Okay? And so it's very easy to get that book and CD set. It's all in your head. And then go for the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. Go for the Synaptive so the brain cells can talk to each other. I'd go to I-26 to rebuild the white matter in the brain and the white matter in the spinal cord and the white matter in the nerve coverings and so forth. And then In this program, you'll also get the MSM, and that's going to rebuild the cartilage in your shoulder, your hips, your vertebrae. It's going to regrow the disc between the vertebrae, and all that back pain stuff will go away because when you rebuild the tissues.
I bet your staff that is at this toll-free number is very busy these days, huh?
Oh, listen, right now we are 24/7.
Really?
Yep.
Good for you. Next up, let's go to Walter and Graham, Washington. Welcome to the show, Walter.
Hello, George. Long time no talk to you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I was just wondering, Dr. Wallach, I've been trying to be a vegetarian, and now I'm a vegan, since about 1970 when I got a book, Back to Eden, by Jethro Klaus. And he's tremendously into soy, and I've been into soy and brown rice, basically my two main nutrients, for the last 50 years, and I've never had any problems. In 1970, I started with changing all my medical problems over the years. I'm 70 years old. I'm healthy. I got plenty of endurance just off the. I have to have a lot of soy and a lot of brown rice every day. That's
well, let me ask you a question here. Okay,
yeah.
Walter, how many vitamins and minerals do you take?
Zero. I do it all with fruit and vegetables and soy.
Okay. And so you're not taking any vitamin mineral supplements?
Not at all.
Okay, well, you're in trouble, okay, because plants do not make minerals. They make vitamins. Plants do not make minerals. They get minerals. They only need 3 or 4 minerals. We need 60, okay? Do you have any high blood pressure, diabetes, or arthritis?
No, in fact, everybody I know has arthritis. I will admit this, I'm a cheating vegan. That's the only way I can sustain it. So every now and then I go off my diet a little bit, and that's when I start having what I call meatitis or animal product itis. And I know what it is, and my joints start hurting. But I can immediately flush it away in a week's time, and it's gone. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I don't take any pain medicine at all. Or any kind of inflammatory
Walter,
type medicine
weigh,
or
sir?
Anything like that.
What do you weigh, Walter?
165.
How tall?
Okay.
5'11".
5'11", 165, Doc.
Okay, thank you. I would not recommend your dietary habits to anybody because plants do not make minerals, and two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients are minerals. And so this is why when you change your diet a little bit, you start getting pain in your joints and so forth. I'm concerned about you having a heart attack or you're going to rupture an artery, an aneurysm will rupture in your lungs or something like that. Do you eat gluten? Do you eat wheat, barley, and oats?
I eat oats.
Okay. Well, oats have gluten in them.
I have oatmeal every day.
Okay. Well, you're in trouble because your intestines should look like a shag rug with all the little finger-like villi. When you eat gluten, whether it's from oats, because the gluten in oats is not called gluten, it's called, let's see, it'll come to me in a minute. The gluten in oats is glutathione, is that right? No, that's not right. It'll come to me in a minute. But at any rate, the gluten in oats is not called gluten, okay? Phagopyrenes, that's in buckwheat, the same sort of thing as the gluten in oats, okay? And it's one of those things where it kills the intestinal lining, so you look like a plastic tube instead of a shag rug. And so you're in trouble. And you're how old, 70 years old?
Go ahead, Doc. He's off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, he's in trouble. You cannot just eat fruits and vegetables and not take supplements because plants do not make minerals, okay? And this is very, very dangerous stuff that this guy's doing. And that's why he's getting these sort of early warning signals there's problems happening here, and one of these days he just won't wake up in the morning, or he'll be walking down the street and drop dead. And so this is why you see so many of these young athletes on Fox News. A 24-year-old athlete dies, a 18-year-old athlete dies, a 12-year-old athlete dies. That's because they're not supplementing, and they're dying of these nutritional deficiencies, even though they're exercising. Exercise without supplementation will kill you.
Blaze in Texas. Go ahead, Blaze.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dr. Wallach, I'm 62 years old. I was diagnosed allegedly with Graves' disease, which actually turned into, it actually wound up being Hashimoto's, because I really upset the first doctor, who is an authored person. And I walked out of his office when he said, take this pill or you'll die. We need to kill your thyroid. And I said, what's the fallout on the other organs? There was no answer. So I kept going, and I was diagnosed with Hashimoto's in Italy by a doctor in
Okay.
China.
How much do you weigh?
I'm not sure. I know I'm over 200 pounds because my left hip was fractured a couple of years ago, and I haven't been able to do any exercising since.
Do you use a walker or wheelchair?
No, I can't. I'm actually still working. I drive 12 hours a night, Monday through Friday, in the job that I have, so it's extremely sedentary.
Okay, do you have any high blood pressure or diabetes?
Not to my knowledge, but the other problem I have is I was diagnosed with a DVT in 1999.
Okay, you broke up. I didn't hear what you said. You get your diagnosed with what?
I was diagnosed with a DVT, and I have factor 5 widened. And now
okay, you're giving me all these initials. What disease were you diagnosed with?
I have a missing enzyme, factor 5 widen, which makes my blood thick, and I've thrown a couple of clots in my lungs.
Okay, so you're getting thrombosis and blood clots, okay.
That's not good, Doc. That's not
no.
good.
No.
That's not good. Okay, so 200 pounds. You need to get rid of all the bad foods. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, no barley, rye, oats, no buckwheat, no sugar, no carbonated drinks. Even the diet drinks got to go, and carbonated water got to go because they neutralize stomach acid so you cannot absorb minerals or digest food. Then at 200 pounds, you need 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's going to give you 215 nutrients. You need a full dose of everything twice a day. You can get away with it by not taking those things for a while, but you start getting all these little things going on here, okay? And because you had some stuff going on, the odds are you had some things going on with your thyroid and that kind of stuff. And so in addition to the 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, you need 2 bottles of the MSM. So you can take 3 at breakfast, 3 at lunch, 3 at dinner. They're going to support and promote and maintenance repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between vertebrae, and so on. Because you have thyroid issues, I'd also have you get the thyroid. We do have the Ocean's Gold. And we also have, let's go with the Ocean's Gold and the Fucoid Z. They're from 2 different oceans, but they have all these seaweeds with all these minerals in there. And so I want you to take 3 of the Fucoid Z twice a day and 3 of the Ocean's Gold twice a day. That was my first scientific paper I wrote, where 500 sheep died in one night from hypothermia.
500?
Yeah, 500 died in one night. They all dropped dead because they've been getting that nitrates from contamination from the neighboring farms in their drinking water, and their thyroids were all dead. And that night in central Missouri, which is normally in the 50s because of all the heat's coming up from the Gulf of Mexico up the Mississippi River, that night the temperature dropped to 16, and they all died of hypothermia. And the farmer, I'm a student working my way through veterinary school and pathology department, he brings me in 50 dead lambs, and I figured it out, got it published, and got a $21 million grant from NIH because of it.
Doc, we're wrapping things up here. I want you to take care of yourself, and thank you again for helping our many listeners.
Well, thank you so much, George, for you and all your team. And Tom, we cannot thank you enough. You do a great, great wonder for not only for America but for the world. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com. And again, he's got a staff behind him. Call this number if you missed anything he said tonight. He throws out a lot of information. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, UFOs, ETs. Get ready for that on Coast to Coast AM. We will be right back.